Assalamu alaikum, darlings. I am Halima and welcome back to the Over Tea podcast. Today's tea is a bit different. It's called Chocolate Deluxe, a personal favorite of mine from my Around the Way Girl collection that dropped about 3 years ago. I always create a personal stash of this tea for myself. It's better than any hot chocolate you've ever tasted, ever. Maybe I'll run it back for the fall. We'll see. Today, I would like to dive into the importance of resilience, adaptability, and the fortitude to keep moving forward even when life tries to stop you in your tracks. Earlier this week, I experienced a major setback. I was in a car accident that left me with an injured arm and a whirlwind of emotions. The timing couldn't have been any worse. I had been working tirelessly for months on curating my annual tea party, an event that means so much to me and to all the phenomenal women who attend. But because of the accident, I had to make the difficult decision to postpone the tea party. The disappointment hit me hard, and to be honest, it was a bit devastating. This setback wasn't just emotional, it was financial too. I had poured so much into this event, and having to pause everything, it felt like everything that I'd been working towards had crumbled in an instant. I found myself on the edge of giving in to the urge to retreat, to isolate myself, and to just stop everything. I really just wanted to sit in my house alone. But then something unexpected happened. A good sis of mine who knew what I was going through invited me on an impromptu day trip. I said yes, and we made plans, but then doubt and worry about all the magnitude of things that I had on my plate kicked in, and I talked myself into a no. I wasn't in the mood, my arm is injured, my side has been hurting, and all I wanted to do was be alone. But she said something that really resonated with me. She shared with me her personal anecdote during hardships. She said when she's struggling through some of the fights of life, she pushes through and fights the struggle back. She doesn't allow challenges to stop her in her tracks. She adapts and she keeps moving forward. Her words struck a chord with me because I admire her resilience and her relentlessness, and it made me reflect on how I've been handling this situation. As an introvert, my natural reflex is to retreat into solitude when things get tough. But there's a delicate balance between the solitude we need to heal and the danger of isolating ourselves to the point of stagnation. So despite my reservations, I decided to go on the trip. And you know what? It was exactly what I needed. Though I was uncomfortable to an extent, it was a moment to step away from the stress, the disappointment, and the feeling of being stuck. It reminded me that sometimes when life feels like it's pushing down on us, We have to push back just as hard. We have to stay in motion even when it feels impossible or uncomfortable. Staying in motion doesn't always mean doing something big. It doesn't always have to be grand. It can be as simple as getting out of bed because some days, let's face it, it's a challenge. Going for a walk, thicker, du'a, or even just taking that impromptu trip to Halal Fest with a friend. It's about not letting the challenges we face paralyze us. It's about finding ways to adapt, to keep moving forward, even if it's just one small step at a time. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. If you don't mind, I'd like to share a few tips that have helped me push through this difficult time, and I hope they can help you too. First, acknowledge your feelings. It's okay to feel disappointed, frustrated, or even angry when life throws challenges your way. Acknowledging those feelings is important, but don't let them consume you. The feelings are temporary and you will get through this. I was reminded this weekend, literally, that the beautiful rainbow only comes after the rain. Find your balance. Like me, you might need moments of solitude to recharge, but don't let that turn into isolation. Push yourself to stay connected even when it's hard. Most times, it's better to be in good company and community than to be isolated and left to be allowed to be attacked by overwhelming and inflammatory thoughts that are perpetuated by the negative feelings that you have. Stay in motion. This can mean different things for different people. Maybe it's getting back to your routine, starting a new project, or simply doing something that brings you joy. Whatever it is, don't let the challenges stop you from living your life. Also, lean on your support system, whether it's friends, family, community. Don't be afraid to lean on the people who care about you. Sometimes a simple conversation or an impromptu trip or brunch or just even meetup can be exactly what you need. And lastly, embrace adaptability. Life is unpredictable, and sometimes our plans don't go the way that we'd hope. We plan and Allah plans, right? Instead of letting that derail you, understand and accept that that's the cutter and adapt. Find new ways to move forward, even if that means taking a different path than you had originally planned. And when you feel bogged down, take a moment to look for the silver lining in the struggle. It could be worse, but it's not. Look for the positive. There is beauty in struggle when you take the time to look for it. Remember, beloveds, challenges will come and setbacks are a part of life, but it's how we respond to them that defines our journey. Keep moving, keep pushing, and don't let anyone trick you out of your spot. Allah is all seeing, all hearing, and all knowing. And He's guiding you through every step. Utilize the abundance of resources that keep you connected and aligned with your deen. That's first and foremost. Today's tea is not available on the website, but I do have some really, really fun news that I am going to share with you midweek. Please feel free to reach out about any topics you'd like to discuss. I'm on Instagram at OverTeaPodcast, or check out my website, www.atmysistershouse.com. Until next time, take care of yourselves, stay in motion, keep sipping on that resilience, and we will chat soon.